following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-265-4352 to get your free copy now. 800-265-4352. 800-265-4352.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tuesday, the 24th of July, and we are jam-packed today. We're talking everything from football to golf to volleyball and all sports in between. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Chad Martison, Tournament Director of the Cox Classic, is going to join us, and we will be talking with Jason Owens in Lincoln. The Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball game is tonight. Basketball was last night. They're all listening to Bobby Knight this morning. I believe that's wrapped up. He was the clinician, the keynote speaker for this week. So jam-packed for Bobby Knight. And our 12 teams in 12 days takes us to Wisconsin. Tom Mulhern from the Wisconsin State Journal will be back with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We had a chance to chat with him last season, on the program. And we'll talk about Wisconsin. We'll talk about the easiest road to a title game in anybody's conference, because really, who's going to challenge Wisconsin? Purdue? Indiana, Illinois? No, none of those. So Wisconsin can already pencil. They can buy their tickets to the Big Ten Championship game with Penn State and Ohio State being ineligible. So that's all coming up. Spencer Schubert's back in as my co-host. He's been in a couple of times this month. What's going on, man?
I'm back getting the vocals back on the air. I appreciate the invite.
Hey, glad to have you on. Big Ten Media Day is coming out. A lot of storylines now. Penn State sanctions coming out yesterday, but that's not all that's going on. All of a sudden, we're going to see some storylines that are not getting what they should have got every other year. I mean, Urban Meyer will be downplayed a little bit. Some of the other new coaches will be downplayed. And now, one of the top running backs, well, you've got Silas Redd talking about leaving Penn State, but now Fitz Toussaint, DUI over the weekend, and he is quickly suspended indefinitely by Brady Hoke. Now, that seems, I don't know a lot about Toussaint, whether he's had some problems in the past before, but it was an immediate suspension, and I guess my gut says he'll be back on this football team, but I don't know any of the details before that.
I mean, you got to think he's going to be back on this football team. It's a guy that's going to score plenty for Michigan. And I mean, you look even at Silas Redd thinking about leaving Penn State. And right now, I've seen a lot of tweets, so to speak, saying that we've been looking at the Penn State campus kind of like the SMU 30 for 30, where coaches are going on campus, making calls, trying to get these players. Don't be surprised if Bo Pelini is one of those guys on the phone right right now, if you're not a coach on the phone talking to some of these families of these Penn State players right now, you're probably golfing somewhere, I hope.
I would think there's a kid out there. Well, there's one kid that decommitted that at least had some interest in Nebraska. And we'll see. Just bad deal all the way around. We'll talk about that in a little bit. One other thing as preparing for leaving for Chicago tomorrow is that Northwestern, boy, does their home schedule suck this year. they put their single game season tickets on sale Monday, and one home game has already sold out. Oh my, Spencer, who could that possibly be?
I think they might be playing a team in red, possibly.
Nebraska, here's their other home games. Vanderbilt, Boston College, South Dakota, Indiana, Iowa, Illinois.
Wonder what game they want to see.
And I think one of those isn't even a true home game.
A neutral site.
I mean, but Indiana and Illinois, they got the three I's in Nebraska. Those are their home games. And so, yeah. They're fired up.
Ticket sales.
Northwestern football. So there you go. Folks, the phone lines are open as always at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia later on in the program. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Also, our email address, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You know what? The last 12 hours even, I have felt like I have been the only person that has even taken the other side of this saying that Penn State's penalties are too harsh. Now I don't feel so bad. Jay Billis, Brent Musburger, big time this morning, saying that the NCAA, flat out, he said they overreacted here. You've been to Husker games all the time, and you've watched what's going on. Your quick thoughts on this?
I think you and Brent Musburger and those guys are right. It is an overreaction right now. A four-year bowl ban, that's why these players are getting out of here. They're getting the free pass to go to any school they want, whether that's Nebraska, Florida, you name it. They're going to go. I think Silas Red's going to be one of those guys that's going to want a shot at a national championship, want a shot at a conference championship game. Penn State doesn't have that for 4 years. Bill O'Brien is in the toughest coaching seat in the country, hands down right now. He has a situation where he can't promise any bowl games. He can't promise any postseasons. $60 million, actually $73 million once they toss on an extra $13 for other causes, gone. That's scholarship money. That's players. That's quality of players. And Penn State, like a lot of Joe Shad said this a lot too, this is worse than the death penalty that SMU got. Hands down, the worst sanction that I think the NCAA has handed down. And I think you're right. They are overreacting right now because of the public perception. What Sandusky did, obviously, it's a terrible act. Nobody's arguing that. But it's punishing the current players, the current coaches, not the past coaches and the past players that were a part of this situation.
And I think once the dust settles, it's going to be too late. Silas Red could be gone today. I mean, it's not like, okay, well, maybe we, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pull this back a little bit. It's too late. It's already done, and it will be done for the next 4 years. I'll ask you this, and then we're going to switch over to the Cox Classic. If you could have the head football coaching job at Penn State or Akron today, considering everything, pay, state of the program, which one would you take?
I would take Penn State.
Yeah.
I really would.
There you go. Chad Martinson getting ready for the Cox Classic. Next week at this time, they'll be in the middle of a little pro-am out there, getting ready for all the activities. They're bigger. They're better than ever. And, you know, I think he owns Champions Run, actually. Chad Martinson, tournament director, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Chad, great to catch up with you again. How's it going?
Going good. Thanks for the promotion, by the way. Opening Champions Run. I like that. I like that idea.
I tell you what, if you just get the money off our tab, you'll be doing great. So, Chad.
No, things are going great. Things are going awesome. It's hot. It's definitely hot, but it looks like we're going to get a little break in the weather, so stuff's going well.
Yeah, let's start there. We were up for media days a couple of weeks ago. Saw the course. What is the condition of the course? Because it doesn't matter how pristine the course is. It takes some work to put it in what you want as playing shape for any tour event this summer anywhere.
Yeah, you know, I think the best way to describe it is that Greg Jones, who is the superintendent out here, and by the way, is very talented, very hardworking guy. I think the best way to describe it is right now he's winning the battle. You know, it's this weather is horrible for a golf course, absolutely horrible. But things are shaping up. I mean, obviously there's spots here and there. There's not a whole lot you can do about that. But the putting surfaces are great. Fairways are in really good condition. I think if things go well for the next week or so, I think he'll continue to win the battle and we'll have a pretty good field.
Chad, Spencer Schubert here. Question I got for you is just the quality of the field you get at something like this. I know listening to the radio promos right here on ESPN Radio here in Kearney, hearing names like Bubba Watson, Zach Johnson, guys that have golfed in this tournament before. What is it like for you to know and see some of these guys that have been in Omaha go on to do the things they've done at the PGA level?
You know, it's incredibly gratifying because it's kind of like a, you know, we knew them when kind of a situation, you know, because when Bubba rolled through here, when Zach rolled through here, you know, Keegan Bradley rolled through here. I mean, you know, the Bill Haas, you know, who won the FedEx Cup last year, when he rolled through here, I don't want to say that they were nobodies because all these guys are incredible golfers, don't get me wrong, but it's prior to winning the Masters, prior to winning the U.S. Open, you know, so it's incredibly gratifying to know them and to do a job that has helped these guys get to the highest level of golf and show just how good they are. And it's just really fun, again, knowing them before they were superstars, you know. So it's really cool. You form kind of an interesting bond as a spectator, as a tournament director, as a whatever, when you come out here and you see those guys perform.
Chad, the last couple, 3 years specifically, and go all the way back to when Scott Gucheski got an exemption, the guys, at least one of them, has always done something to really spark their career. And last year it was Steve Friesen. Now, he didn't tear it up in the Cox Classic, but he did well enough to make it into the next week, and he goes in and he wins the Price Cutter. Talk about the guys that are getting those special exemptions this year.
We've got four, one of which has not been given out. I'm still kind of talking to some players, but we have two restricted and two are unrestricted. The unrestricteds are Nate Lashley from Scottsbluff, Nebraska, played his golf at University of Arizona. And then the other gentleman that's getting the unrestricted is named Richard Turga. He's a Class A pro, one of the best Class A pros from Florida. He's actually centered out at the Breakers down there, wins a ton of section events. That's a very, very competitive section down there, so we're looking forward to having Richard. And then one of my restricted exemptions has been named Jason Schultz, played his golf at University of Missouri. Don't judge me. You know, it's just, you know, one University of Missouri guy is not going to ruin the whole thing, you know. But he's a great guy. He's actually really good friends with Scott Gucheski and really kind of runs with that crowd. He has been an exemption here before, here probably 2-3 years ago, and he's just a phenomenal guy. And that's what you look for in an exemption. You look for a phenomenal human being that can take this and jumpstart something else. Like you said, with Friesen, with Gooch, we love to see that. We love to see an exemption come in, top 25, make enough money to get into the next event. I mean, Gooch, you know, essentially jumpstarted his entire career here, which is, again, incredibly gratifying. That's what you look for in a sponsor exemption, somebody that's poised to do that.
And, I mean, you list off some of the names, some of these guys that are getting exemptions with this field. What do you think this does for just the golf atmosphere of Omaha, of Nebraska? You know, not a lot of big-time tournaments come through this way. Not a lot of courses can handle the big courses like PGA and so on. Obviously, the senior PGA coming in this coming next year. But what do you think this does not only for the atmosphere of golf, but just the state of Nebraska and promoting some of these big-time tournaments to come in year after year like this?
You know, I think it shows that Nebraska has a number of things going for it. Probably the biggest thing is Nebraska is really good at hosting. You know, people open their homes to players. We do have golf courses that can take PGA Tour events, you know, web.com events, what have you, senior events. We've got everything that you would see in any other, you know, big city event town, you know, Chicago, you know, those kinds of towns or whatever that host a lot of big events. We've got it too. We might not have five courses that can do it, but we've got a couple, you know. So I think what it does is it shows that Nebraska is a great spot for golf. It's a great spot for, you know, fundraising support, for spectatorship. I mean, we have the highest spectatorship of any tournament on the web.com tour, and here it is in Omaha, Nebraska. So it shows that Nebraska can do it. Nebraska certainly, you know, has a lot to offer. And frankly, the players love it. So it also shows that Nebraska loves to open their home, you know, and have these guys come in, and they really respect them and really get along with them well.
Tournament Director Chad Martison of the Cox Classic joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Folks, you can go to our website and find out more about the Cox Classic. And, Chad, what are some of the differences that we'll be having this year, either during the tournament or the festivities that surround the tournament?
Sure. We always put up, you know, little differences here and there. You know, we'll move a tent here, move a tent there, and we like to do that because it improves our overall, I guess, you know, look and feel. But probably the biggest thing this year is actually in the tent party at night. We're doing a country night on Thursday night in the tent, in the 19th hole, Michelob Ultra 19th hole tent. Cactus Hill will be performing, their country band out of Lincoln. And on Saturday night, we've got a National Recording Act coming in for the first time. Kelly James is his name. He's absolutely amazing in terms of a live show. We've seen him a number of times at the Phoenix Open. He plays a lot of golf tournaments, and he does a lot of touring around the country playing in colleges. We're excited to have him on Saturday night. So those are probably the big things, but we're also adding like a Travis Matthew tour bus that comes in. It's just really cool bus. Travis Matthew is a company that sponsors Bubba Watson. You know, we're doing a military appreciation tent on 8, which is new for us. So members of the military with their ID can get in for, you know, free beverage and snack in there. Twin Peaks is moving from number 8 to number 9. Twin Peaks, always a very popular attraction. I'm sure you guys can concur with that.
What?
Twin Peaks, never heard of it. They do an amazing job. So the Twin Peaks drinking range is what they call that, will be at number 9. So, you know, tons of stuff that you'll see new, tons of stuff that you'll see moved around. Every year, it sounds a little strange, but every year we kind of start from scratch and we say, all right, how do we want to do it this year? So you see a lot of differences this year, and hopefully they're good improvements.
Chad, for the folks that maybe from our listening area that have always heard about it and thought about it but have never went to the Cox Classic and want to go but just don't know about getting tickets or what to do when they get there or where the course is at, what's a couple of the basics you want to tell the first-timers?
Definitely, you know, and I love first-timers because that means our spectatorship grows. So we want to encourage them to come out as much as possible. They can pick up tickets at any Great Western Bank location here around Omaha. They can come to coxclassic.com, buy tickets there, or they can just call the tournament office, 402-399-1800. They can also buy tickets at the door at Will Call. It's $10 for a daily grounds pass, so it's very inexpensive, you know, compared to a lot of other professional and amateur sporting events. Parking is very simple. We got parking down at 120th and Maple, the soccer complex down there. There's also parking at Picott Elementary. There's parking at St. Vincent de Paul Church, which is at 144th and Maple. All those parking spots have shuttles directly to the front door, very easy to get here. And then once you're at the front door, even if you don't have a ticket, you can buy one right there. So very easy to get here, very easy to get around. We put up signage everywhere, try to make it as easy as possible to newbies.
Chad, what can you tell us about the field, even though it's still a week out? Are most of the big names that are on in the top 25 right now going to be on hand?
Yeah, you know, the top 130 on the money list is pretty solid for getting in Omaha. Nobody really ever skips Omaha, which is, you know, one of the benefits of being a good event. So you're looking at people like Jason Gore, Casey Wittenberg. You know, there's just a laundry list of guys that, you know, are top 25 on the money list, but then also guys out of the top 25, you've heard their names 100 times. Steve Friesen will be in the field this year, a local guy. We'll have 3 section qualifiers. So if, you know, you happen to know somebody that's a PGA teaching pro and he gets into the field, he's a fun guy to come out and watch. So, and then 14 Monday qualifiers. So it's shaping up to be a really, really good field. If you go out to PGAtour.com and just look at the top 100 on the money list, there's some great names.
Yeah, John Peterson, I don't think, is in this year, had been quite a bit and made the cut here a couple of times, a former Kearney Country Club pro down at Miracle Hills. So there's always a few names, even if you're just a casual golf fan, that you're going to recognize. And, Chad, we appreciate you giving us some time and an update here. And like we said, we had Gucheski on, and the next week he goes out and finishes second at Utah. So hopefully some Doug and Daddy karma brings a great champion next week at Champions.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love that karma that you're handing out. That's awesome. I'll have a few guys that I like give you a call, and maybe it'll rub off.
Hey, sounds good. Take care of Barry and the gang down there.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Look forward to having you here.
All right, sounds good, Chad. Thanks, Chad Martison. He is the tournament director of the Cox Classic. Champions run August 2nd through the 5th, and we still have some very affordable tickets to give away on our buyeasyauction.com. That, again, let me read you the package here. It's the half viewing box package. You get two viewing box passes per day with complimentary food and beverages when you're in the viewing box, and you get 8 one-day clubhouse tickets. You can use all 8 of those on one day, whatever, Thursday, or you can split them up. Maybe 2 of you go, and you go to the viewing box every day. You bring a couple of friends. They walk the course every day and go into the clubhouse. It is at value over $750. We'll get it to you at a starting bid of $300. You'll have to get that done here in the next couple of days, though, so that you can have the tickets and we move them on to you to go to Omaha. And again, the way to do that, you can either email us here at the program and Jeff will take care of you. Give Jeff a call here, 888-455-3776, or you can go right on to buyeasyauction.com, and that's buyeaz, the letters E-Z, auction.com. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Lunch on the lighter side. How about a chicken, apple, and cranberry garden fresh salad with 7 premium lettuces, crisp apples, sweet dried cranberries, crumbly blue cheese, or get anything off the menu like the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. 2 locations in Kearney, also Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert, co-hosting with me today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have you ever had the opportunity to go to the Cox Classic?
Actually, Cox Classic was the first golf tournament I had ever gone to. I was a little kid. My dad took me. It was one of those things where I took one of my buddies with me and never really knew what to expect. Didn't know any of the guys golfing. We were kids. We had no idea what was going on, but it was one of those deals. It was a great atmosphere. We stood on the 18th green. That year, a guy made the putt to win the tournament on the 18th green, and that's actually really what got me hooked on golf. Now I golf all I can. Barring healing from a surgery I just had. But no, Cox Classic really is a great place to take your kid. If you have a chance, like you said, the tickets just for a one-day grounds pass out there, go $10. You know, I'm sure kids get even a reduced rate, if not free, out there. I don't want to speak for that. Chad might have to call back. Yeah. But definitely a great atmosphere, and I think it's something that Omaha is going to keep for a long time.
You're killing me.
Uh-oh.
Because it's not that old. And I was there as a kid.
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah, I know.
Senior citizens.
I know.
We have a hard time keeping up with you guys. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Right around the corner, our 12 teams in 12 days. Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal. We'll catch up with Jason Owens, former Kearney volleyball coach, doing the All-Star game down in Lincoln. All that and more coming up right after this.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penne pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
You know, Greeny, those La Quinta people are geniuses.
How so, Mensa man?
They've got this new instant hold mobile feature that lets you hold a room at the last minute with just one finger and your phone number.
That is really smart.
It's a whole new ballgame, and all you have to do is punch in your phone number using your smartphone.
No credit card number?
Nope.
No mother's maiden name?
No.
No your pet's first name?
No.
No surfing squirrels?
No. Wait, what?
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The Kearney Country Club invites you to register today for their annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble August 4th and 5th. Your entry fee includes 2 rounds of golf, cart, steak dinner, Calcutta, and 4 complimentary drink tickets. Friday includes a practice round and 6 p.m. shootout. Get your entries in today for the preferred tee time of 8 a.m. or 1:30 p.m. Saturday, with everyone going Sunday at 10. You can download an entry form at ESPNSuperstation.com or call the pro shop to enter your team in the annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble at the Kearney Country Club.
A heat advisory remains in effect through tonight. Today, mostly sunny, south winds 10 to 20 with a high reaching to 102. Tonight, under mostly clear skies, cooling off to 72, southwest winds 5 to 15. Right now, it's 88.
Mm-hmm.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is your number one volume size A dealer in the Midwest, and the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac is number one volume Chevy dealer in Central Nebraska. And in case you're not necessarily, maybe you're not there going over to South 2nd Avenue to get a new car, well, you can browse the pre-owned stock for great deals on used cars, trucks, and SUVs. The convenient used automobile dealerships are stocked with high-quality used vehicles. And don't forget, if you just need a little work on your car, the Mopar Express Lane and GM Quick Lane are there for you. There's no appointment necessary. You can get a 30-minute oil change for less than $30, plus a free 27-point inspection and car wash. In, out, you don't even need an appointment. Did you hear that? You don't need an appointment. You're running around, you're going, oh, this would be a good time. Zoom, boom, you're in there. Maybe you enjoy a cappuccino, wireless. Check out the lounge, watch a little television, read a magazine, get some work done while you're waiting. And they'll even take you. If that's not the case, you're going to work in the morning, they'll take you to work. They'll pick you back up, whatever you need done in your car. And, of course, as always, you can check them out at thinkmidway.com. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Hey, congratulations to Kearney High senior-to-be Katie Higgins. She's verbally committed to play volleyball at Notre Dame. So Higgins is somebody who's playing club volleyball for the Nebraska Juniors right now, one of the all-time greats in Kearney High history. And Katie is going to be playing at Notre Dame.
That's not a bad deal. Maybe she'll high jump for him, too.
How about that, Irish Ken? How about that one, buddy? Tonight, the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball match is going to be played. We'll talk with Jason Owens coming up in just a little bit here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox. Talking about Penn State and not being able to promise your kids bowls. Not so fast. Penn State can't promise a bowl game to recruits. Technically, no one else can either. Plus, year one of the ban is this year, so recruits are playing high school. Year two of the ban is next year. They redshirt. Year three of the ban is their freshman year. And year four of the ban, 2015, will be their sophomore year. They'll be eligible for 2 years. Next year's recruits will be eligible for 3 years. And it's not like NFL scouts have been banned from the state watching them.
A point, but I mean, at the same time, you look at the team they have now. I mean, if this team gets gutted the way a lot of people are expecting them to in terms of players leaving, these players are going to have to come in, play right away, which, I mean, if you want to play the Michigans, the Ohio States, the Nebraskas, you know, I think Penn State still has a lot of leverage that way. Bill O'Brien, a great football coach, obviously his lineage with Tom Brady. It's going to be good for any quarterback that wants to maybe go play under his tutelage. But at the same time, you know, red shirts and all that, do you still want to have a two-year bowl ban and go through all the things that Penn State's going to have to go through financially? That's up there. But a reasonable email sent into the Dem Popper inbox.
I totally forgot what I was going to say, so I'm pretty good about that. It will be – what I was going to say is that if you could get that core group of kids – say you're recruiting – say you can offer those 15 scholarships next year. If all 15 of those kids could get together and say, okay, yeah, I'm in, but you got to be in. All of a sudden, you got 15 kids saying they're going to go, and then four of them go. And so if all 15 of them went and you had the five or six extras, or maybe they're going to have to do some walk-ons like Nebraska does, they'd be in better shape. There is no way you can say pretty good shape. But it's time now for our 12 teams in 12 days.
It's that time, 12 teams in 12 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 26th through the 28th. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the leaders division for today's team,
Wisconsin,
the Badgers.
It's time for 12 teams in 12 days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And from the Wisconsin State Journal, the beat writer for the Badgers, Tom Mulhern, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Tom, welcome back to the program. A pleasure to chat with you again. How are things?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert, co-hosting the program today. And let's start with the elephant in the room, because now Wisconsin, I don't think any program has had an easier road to a conference championship game than the Wisconsin Badgers will have this year. Obviously, you got to have talent and good coaching to get that done. But let's start with Penn State. We've been doing everybody's thoughts on that. I listened to a little bit of your podcast overnight and read a couple of the articles. finally this morning, some of the national analysts like Jay Billis, like Brent Musburger, are coming out and saying that this is way too harsh. Personally, that has been my stance, but I know that that is in the minority. Your thoughts on the punishment for Penn State and how it's going to affect the Big Ten Conference?
Well, it's certainly severe, but I think it's warranted given the nature of this offense. And, you know, I understand the NCAA appears to be overstepping bounds. It's doing things that it has not done in the past. But I do think it's it appears to be a sincere attempt to rein in, you know, some of the obvious issues we have right now with sports in colleges and especially football. So you can argue that the genie's out of the bottle and it can't be put back in terms of the importance we place on football on college campuses, and that's probably a strong argument, but I think you at least got to try, especially in this case. So, I mean, I personally applaud the NCAA's efforts. As far as the impact on the Big Ten, I mean, it's huge. It's going to be felt for a decade. You know, you're taking one of the premier powers, as I wrote about today. You know, when the Big Ten went to great lengths to split up the conference when Nebraska came in, you know, it was just to put Ohio State, Penn State in one, and Michigan and Nebraska in the other, and now you're taking what was one of the marquee programs in the conference, and, you know, they're going to struggle to compete, you know, for the next 8 to 10 years. So it's going to have a huge impact. Already the balance of power, I think, has shifted towards the Legends division, and this just further weakens what already appears going into this season to be the weaker of the two divisions.
Tom, let's talk about Wisconsin, and I think maybe they were going to be the favorite before all of this happened. But still, Ohio State, I think, is going to have a lot more to play for than what Penn State will. And I'm sure Urban Meyer is going to say, let's win our division. What are your thoughts on Urban Meyer, Ohio, and already some of the off-field banter between the two programs?
Well, I agree totally with that. And you know, there's already a pretty good rivalry building here in Madison with Ohio State and some of the games they've played in the last few years. And then you throw Urban Meyer into the mix and some of the sparring that went on with Brett Bielema and Urban Meyer in regards to recruiting and some things that were said or weren't said or were alleged or weren't alleged and back and forth. And already these two haven't even faced each other on the field, and there's already no love lost between these two programs. And, you know, my take on it is that Bielema kind of likes that. You know, I think he's feeling his oats a little bit. They've won back-to-back Big Ten titles. I think, you know, he's got a place in the conference pecking order now. He's moving up. I think he's second now. Tied for second with Fitzgerald behind Kirk Ferentz in terms of longevity in the conference now. And I think he's feeling it a little bit and trying to assert his place, and you know, why not? So I think you're setting up, no matter what's at stake, even if Ohio State is not playing for a chance to go to Indianapolis, I still think, you know, they're going to be right there fighting for that division title. But, you know, honestly, from Wisconsin's point of view, you're looking at, you know, 5-3 in the conference probably is going to get you a division title with the two ineligible teams and a spot in the Big Ten title game. And then all it takes is one great performance on one night, and they've been there before. They've been through it last year, and that could be a benefit if they're going up against somebody like Michigan who hasn't.
And, you know, hearing the word Wisconsin here in the state of Nebraska is kind of the rude awakening team for the Huskers in the Big Ten. What do you think the atmosphere? I mean, Bielema has been pretty open about wanting that rivalry when Nebraska first joined. He wanted to have that day after Thanksgiving game with Nebraska for a while. What do you think the atmosphere is going to be like in Lincoln, knowing what Wisconsin was able to do against the Big Red in Madison last season?
Well, I think it's been going to be pretty similar to what Nebraska saw in Madison that evening, with, you know, which was an outstanding atmosphere and everything. I'm really excited and looking forward to it because I've never been to a game there, and everything I've heard has been outstanding. And just one of those experiences, if you like college football, you know, you want to take that in. So, you know, that's going to be a big game, obviously. And Wisconsin, it's one of the more challenging ones on their schedule. And I'm sure the Nebraska players well remember what happened to them in Camp Randall last year.
And the fans and the media and everybody that was there. It was a heck of a football game. And let's start there. One transfer quarterback for another. Danny O'Brien's not going to receive the same hype. Tom Mulhern with us at the Wisconsin State Journal. What's the difference between the two quarterbacks, and how good is Danny?
Well, part of the problem is he is going to be compared to Russell Wilson in everything he does because of the similarities, obviously, coming from the ACC, in his case, Maryland. And that's probably not a fair comparison, but I think he knew that when he signed up for this. So The big difference is he's more of a pocket presence from what, you know, all the film I've seen and everything I've heard about him. You know, I think the more accurate comparison is Scott Tolzien, who was a pretty good starting quarterback for the Badgers for 2 years before Russell Wilson. And if they could get that kind of guy out of him, a game manager, move the sticks on third down, make smart decisions, get him in and out of plays, I think they'd be pretty happy. And it was looking like another bleak situation at quarterback due to injuries, a couple of really significant injuries on this team at quarterback. And had they not gotten O'Brien, they would have been in a world of hurt. So, you know, really fortunate in their case 2 years in a row that they've been able to, as I like to say, go down to the AAA Farm Club and bring up a quarterback.
Tom, what's your take on all that, going to that AAA Farm Club, like you said, to get the quarterback instead of actually building a freshman up and maybe having him start his sophomore year, kind of the Taylor Martinez route where he started as a true freshman at Nebraska? What's your take on that? Do you like this transferring situation where you might land a Russell Wilson, you might go after a Dane Crist, which ended up in Kansas with Charlie Weiss, but what's your take overall on this? I mean, is that something that you are comfortable with in terms of a Wisconsin football program going out every year and trying to find a new quarterback and trying to teach him the system that quickly?
I think they've been pretty open that these were some extenuating circumstances and that this is not the preferred method of doing it. And you know, they have the situations to back them up, obviously, with the injuries to Kurt Phillips, a senior, and John Budmeyer, a junior. Those were the next two quarterbacks in line, and injuries have kind of taken. So they are bringing in a freshman quarterback, Bart Houston from California, who they're really high on, and they hope to groom and be that long-term quarterback. And then the big difference, obviously, with Danny O'Brien this year is they get him for 2 years, and they had Russell Wilson for an incredible 1 year, you know, the best year ever by far by a Wisconsin quarterback. And now, you know, I think it's going to be huge that they get O'Brien for 2 years. I don't think he's got to press quite as much at the beginning because that year goes so fast and feel like he's got to do everything all at once. So I think that's going to help him quite a bit. So I have no problems with the NCAA rule, you know, which allows, you know, if you are smart enough to take advantage, quote unquote, of the system and graduate, you know, with eligibility to remaining, I have no problem rewarding that person and allowing him to transfer elsewhere and play right away without penalty.
Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. A lot of folks are looking at Rex Burkhead in Lincoln as the man to carry this football team. I voted for Monty Ball to win the Heisman last year because I just thought he was that impressive. And with the numbers that Russell Wilson took away from him, it was just made it even more impressive. But how much more can Monty Ball do for this football team? Can he repeat that performance?
That's a really good question, and you know, I think the party line right now coming out of Wisconsin is that he's a better player, but his numbers may not reflect that. You know, how do you repeat the 39 touchdowns and the 1,900 rushing yards from last year? It's going to be awfully hard to put up the same numbers. And you're right, in some ways, Russell Wilson, the way he threw the ball might have taken some carries away from Ball, but having that threat at quarterback certainly helped open things up as well. So we'll see. It's going to be a new offense and a new offensive coordinator. Matt Canada came from Northern Illinois. That's a huge change. I had a lot of respect for Paul Christ, who was the offensive coordinator the last 7 years. But having said all that, you know, a couple weeks ago I went and talked to the strength and conditioning coach who could not say enough great things about how good Monty Ball looks. And he knows that a lot of people were skeptical when he made the decision to return, and he thought he was better than a projected third-round pick in the NFL. Everyone told him, you're crazy, that you can't do any better than that. How can you improve on last season? So he's of the mindset that he's going to prove it to him and show him. He's motivated to show that he's going to be a better player this year. So we'll see if that's reflected in the numbers or not. But every indication I've got from the coaches and the way he, you know, went at it in the offseason drills and the way he led in everything, he's better right now than he was a year ago.
Yikes.
And that's scary for the rest of the Big Ten Conference. We'll say that right now. But, Tom, let's look at Wisconsin's prospects right now. I mean, last 2 years, two trips to the Rose Bowl. Is this one of those years where you think Coach Bielema and the guys in Badger Red are looking at this schedule and seeing they don't play Michigan in the regular season, so to speak? They might meet them out in Indianapolis. Is this one of those years you think a national title or bust type of season for these guys?
Well, it's interesting. They've got only 9 seniors in this class, and 7 of them are starters. And Bielema has already said, you know, which is something coaches rarely do, he's already said next year's team, the 2013 team, when they're going to have a huge senior class, obviously they're going to lose Ball. But they got a big junior class right now. He thinks that team has got a chance to be even better. So in some ways, this is a little bit of a bridge year. I think they've got some questions on defense that they've got to answer and address from last year that were exposed in the Rose Bowl a little bit and a few other games. I think they got some questions in the back end in the secondary, and I think they got to find some playmakers. So, but you never know. You know, I think the schedule is favorable. They get Michigan State and Ohio State at home after two tough road games last year. Their two losses in the regular season. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if things. I think this team has the potential, and I think the schedule plays out right. I think they can be right there at the end, getting by that Nebraska game. Obviously, a road game to start the Big Ten is going to be huge, but I think the schedule is pretty favorable, and so I think maybe they got a shot. But honestly, Bielema's been talking about the 2013 season as the one where maybe they compete for that national title.
Yikes. Tom, could you expand? Because I wanted to ask you about that defense. Nebraska has questions there, and it looks like if Wisconsin struggles, it could be in the secondary and it could be on that line.
Yeah, they were fortunate last year. They did not play a lot of really good high-powered offenses, and part of that was the way the Big Ten was. But I think there was only one top 50 offense they faced all year and really didn't face a lot of great quarterbacks. And when they did against Michigan State and Kirk Cousins, they got exposed a little bit. And then obviously in the Rose Bowl, they just got gashed by Oregon. But I'm telling you, that Oregon speed was unbelievable, and they would have gashed a lot of really good defenses. So I don't know if that's necessarily a fair appraisal. But they got three seniors starting in the secondary and a junior. So they got a lot of experience. They had a senior starting cornerback, Devin Smith, last year, got hurt early in the season, ended up having to redshirt him, which cost him in the long run, but now he's coming back for another senior year. So I think that's going to help him, you know. And then they got another guy, Marcus Cromartie, who thrown in as a junior last year and kind of learned on the run. So I think, what they need is a playmaker, and they got one, they think, in a defensive end, David Gilbert, who broke a foot and missed all last year. Because of that, if he can come back and be a pass rusher and an outside force, they got two, potential playmakers or obvious playmakers at linebacker and Chris Borland and Mike Taylor. So if they can get a little bit of a pass rush and hold up on the back end, I think they got a chance to be better defensively.
Just the last couple questions here for Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal. Tom, I've been trying to find a kind of an off-the-field story for each program, and it looks like he may just be a backup, but a young man named Jordan Kohout can't play football anymore because of migraines. He suffered a couple of minor strokes. Is that a loss to this team? And, I mean, as a young man, that has got to be scary.
Yeah, you feel for the kid. You really do. He had started a couple years ago, 8 games, and then he was in the rotation last year but didn't start. But he had a chance. You know, he's one of those guys who had some athleticism inside and had a little ability to be disruptive and maybe a little bit of a playmaker in there. They did have a couple developments that were important for them at the position in the spring. Bo Allen, this massive junior from Minnesota, big kid, 318 pounds. He really looked like he could be on the verge of a breakout season right now. So he's a guy to watch inside. And then they moved a sophomore defensive end, Warren Herring, from the St. Louis area to defensive tackle, and he did some good things as well. So I think they're going in, even without Kohout, with three pretty good guys, and then they think a fourth could develop along the way. So I think they think defensive tackle will still be a strength even without Kohout, but they need to develop, as I said, some playmakers at end.
Well, Tom, we've already kind of got your prognostication there on Wisconsin season. I mean, we talked about this the last couple of weeks. Nebraska seems to be the only top 15 type of program. I mean, you got to go to Oregon State, but I think that's obviously going to be a big favorite for Wisconsin. Most of your schedule is in the month of November, October 27th, Michigan State. Three of the last four are going to be tough. Who do you think plays in Indianapolis? We were saying give Ohio State the benefit. I think you're going to pick Wisconsin. Who are they going to play on the other side?
Well, I have them playing Michigan State. I voted in that media poll that came out over the weekend, two writers from each city. So, I picked Michigan State over Wisconsin in the title game before last season, and I was, running into the punter penalty away from getting it right. So I went back to it again. I just think I like Michigan State's defense a lot. With some at all three levels in the defensive line, linebacker, and defensive backs. I know they got an issue at quarterback, but I just think that's a pretty hungry team too. The way they lost in that title game to Wisconsin, and then coming off the year before when they tied for it and got shut out of a BCS game. So I think they got things going in the right direction, but I still think, Wisconsin, all they have to do is get to that game, and I certainly think they got a puncher's chance once they get there.
I was just going to ask you, is that the scariest game? Excuse me. Is that the scariest game for Wisconsin, you think, this season, October 27th, homecoming in Madison? Is that the game you think they're looking at?
That might be the one that they're most looking forward to after the way last year's ended on that Hail Mary pass, of course. So, yeah, I think that's going to be – that's one of the – you know, that and Ohio State's always big, and then the Nebraska game, obviously. But you mentioned going out to Oregon State, and one of the things I think it got overlooked last year is they did not play a true road game before that back-to-back stretch at Michigan State and Ohio State, and then the lose in agonizing fashion both games. And I think that hurt them. Their only non-conference game was played at a neutral site against Northern Illinois at Soldier Field, and I think going out on in a true road game in a tough environment at a BCS opponent, I think that's going to help them, and I think that hurt them last year. I think for those two road games.
Well, Tom, we'll let you get back to business. We'll see you in Chicago in a couple of days, and we sure appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We're looking forward to it, guys. Be sure to say hi.
All right, sounds good, Tom. Thanks so much. Joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Wisconsin State Journal, Tom Mulhern. Wow, Wisconsin. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4. They're going to be 4-0. They come to Nebraska. We'll see. Then they're going to win their next three, Illinois, Purdue, Minnesota. So they're going to be 8-0 or 7-1 going into the meat of their schedule. Michigan State, Indiana, Ohio State, Penn State are the final four games on their schedule. But everybody now on board with Wisconsin. Even if Ohio State wins the division, Wisconsin finishes second, they're going to the championship game, Big Ten championship game. But they probably wouldn't be up in contention for anything great after that. But the Rose Bowl, that's all that matters right now, is the Rose Bowl. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But, folks, we wanted to pass this along. Our friends of the Hy-Vee Rewards Club, don't forget you can vote on our poll question today. Yesterday, what are your thoughts on the Penn State sanctions? You, the listeners, said 64% of you said it was just right. 23% said it was too harsh. 13% said it was too soft. Today is just something that, again, another big sports story that barely gets talked about, but since it has New York, what type of move is it for the Yankees to get Ichiro Suzuki for two minor league pitchers? Great move, solid move, bad move? I vote great move if you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah, New York is in a great situation right now. I mean, they get a 10-time All-Star in Ichiro. Sure, he's not playing like it right now, but he's got some guys around him that I think can get that back for him.
Do you know, Spencer, that the Kansas City Royals, it's their time?
Is it?
Tied for the fewest wins in the American League.
Mm.
Sad about that. But
I'm
anyway,
a Royals fan as well. So
you can vote, folks, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Get points to go towards your Hy-Vee Rewards fan club. And Hy-Vee and Cornhusker Toyota Honda Autoplex in Grand Island are loading up a big yellow trailer to send non-perishable food and sundries to the firefighters battling the blaze around Ainsworth to Valentine and all the small communities in between. They're in need of eye drops, wet wipes, cookies, chips, sports drinks like Gatorade or Powerade, sodas, or anything non-perishable and easy to consume. The trailer will be there until it is full and runs to and from. They'll continue until further notice. So, folks, if you are in Grand Island area or want to donate, Hy-Vee, Cornhusker Toyota, Honda Autoplex, right there in Grand Island, they're loading up these trailers. If you could help, they would sure appreciate it, and I know the firefighters would as well. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, get to your emails, and talk to Jason Owens about the All-Star Volleyball game tonight in Lincoln after this.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered to FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A heat advisory remains in effect through tonight. Today, mostly sunny, south winds 10 to 20 with a high reaching to 102. Tonight, under mostly clear skies, cooling off to 72, southwest winds 5 to 15. Right now, it's 88.
Doug and Danny's show, Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dustin says he's got 2 points. He's got a number one and a number two. He goes, number one, when has the NCAA ever given a moment of consideration to whether the people that committed the violations were still there to receive the sanctions? So why would you expect it to be different in this case? If you think that for long enough to speak the words, it's already been too long, so shut up on that argument. Number two.
Stern.
Saying the Penn State job is still a better job than another D1 job with no current sanctions seconds after saying this is the worst than the death penalty proves that anyone that's saying is just flapping their mouth without listening to what
Ooh.
They said. That's what I was trying to prove to you, is
right.
That it wouldn't be the worst job, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough...
Related to Dustin, or...?
I must be. He's not a fan of me, but, I mean, Penn State, a job right now that it's still a top-tiered school. I mean, there's no arguing about that, but it's just one of the toughest jobs in college football to take right now.
Folks, don't forget the annual Coors four-person scramble at the Kearney Country Club is August 4th and 5th. Two rounds of golf, the carts, the steak dinner, the Calcutta, four complimentary drink tickets. It's all part of the weekend. You can get a practice round on Friday for a minimal fee. There's also a shootout Friday night, two-person shootout at 6 o'clock. And it's all kinds of fun, but you need to get signed up August 4th and 5th. You don't have to be a member of the Kearney Country Club. Maybe you've gone on to play the club, and this will be your opportunity. It's in great shape. Go out August 4th and 5th and be a part of one of the cool golf tournaments of the season, the annual Coors Miller four-person scramble August 4th and 5th at the Kearney Country Club. We have entry forms on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can drop by the Country Club, or you can give them a call, 308-237-2553. 308-237-2553. We got some Legion baseball to talk about, but right now, back to Lincoln, Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Games. Last night it was basketball, where some of the area athletes had real good nights, and there's going to be even more kids playing volleyball tonight. Jason Owens, former Kearney coach, is going to work with the Blue, and Coach, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are things progressing with the Blue team?
Hey guys, how's it going? We're having a great time down here in Lincoln. The Blue team is working very hard. We've just been doing a lot of training the last couple days and some team bonding and some team activities, and it's just been a lot of fun for everybody.
Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert, co-hosted on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Jason, I've got to throw this out because I didn't get to see her play much at all the last couple of years in high school, but I got to see Bria Rasmussen play in the Hastings Tribune All-Star Game last month. and what a defender she is going to Iowa State, I believe it is. Give me your impressions on her. I would leave her in there as much as possible.
Well, Bria is a great player. She's a great defender. She's a great leader on the floor. And when we picked our teams, one of the people I had circled on my list that I definitely wanted to pick on the blue team was her, because I was pretty tired of watching her play against us and dig up most of our attacks. So taking her on my team was a no-brainer, and she's just been a ton of fun.
What's it like for you right now to just look at your roster and see some of the players you get? Kelsey Biltoff, like you said, Bria Rasmussen, Michaela Schimmer from Northwest. Just talk about your lineup and how you think it's going to stack up against the red team.
Our lineup's going to be great. We're pretty fortunate at this All-Star game because we have dominant players at every position. And both squads, red and blue, both are really loaded as far as all the positions go. And that's going to make for a great match. We've been doing a lot of inter-squad scrimmaging between the two teams in practice the last couple of days, and they've had some real good battles and some great rallies, and so it's going to be fun to watch both teams.
This All-Star game, Jace, has a pretty good mixture of Class A, but there are a lot of non-Class A players next year. We all know about how many great seniors there will be in Class A that hopefully will compete in this game. What about mixing in the smaller class kids? How are you viewing those? Because I know Jordan Shohan, outstanding center out of SCOTUS, is just one, but and you know, he mentioned Kelsey Biltoff, who's the best player in D2. There's talent just on your team from smaller schools.
Yeah, and that's one of the things when we pick our teams for this All-Star game, we want to do is pick players from all classes, not just Class A or Class B. We want to make it a state All-Star game, and by making it a state All-Star game, we want to get kids, great kids from every class. And Craig and I have done that with both the red and the blue teams, and I think those kids are going to step up, and they're going to be great performers tonight.
We touched on it just a second there. Do you believe the matchup is your strength is what, and what is the red team's strength? What should we be watching for tonight?
Well, both teams have great setters. Rand from GICC on the red is a great setter. Jordan from SCOTUS, Zastro from Pius, Schimmer from Northwest are all great setters on my team. So the setting's going to be really dynamic tonight, I think. The defense, all the liberos are real solid passers. The outsides, we've got some outsides on both teams that are really going to put the ball down. So Christina Silver's on the red team from senior high. She's just all power. And watching the great right side block against her is going to be fun. I'm just excited to see all the action that's going to happen tonight.
Jeff Thober, who was on the winning side for the girls basketball team last night, he goes, "We've got talent on both teams, but they still want to win." Have you caught that yet as you prepare for tonight's match? Has that set in?
Exactly. I mean, if you would watch when we've practiced and we've done our scrimmages and our wash games, and we've taken, you know, six or seven red kids against six or seven blue kids on one court and split the other court in the same fashion, it gets pretty intense and it gets pretty heated, and it's just a lot of fun because both sides do want to win. They're honored to be in an All-Star game, but they really want to win that All-Star game with the same notion.
You've got Lauren Smith on the other side, 6'4 middle out of Pius. Pius has five kids, I believe, if I counted that right, in this game. And like you said, there's a Grand Island kid on each team. It didn't used to be that way. Has there been a little friendly competition between the kids from the same school that aren't on the same team?
It is absolutely a blast having the kids mixed up the way they are. Because, like you said, there's quite a few Pius kids playing in this game, and some of them are on my team, some of them are on the red team. It's really cool, too, watching some of the kids from, like, my Kearney girl, Kaylee Fertig, playing with some of the Grand Island Senior High girls and things like that. Kids who, you know, three or four times during the regular season will play each other on their high school teams, and now they're together on an All-Star team. And it's just a lot of fun watching them mesh and watching them blend in together and become friends. And that's one of the most enjoyable things about the All-Star game.
Jason, an All-Star atmosphere is always fun because you get the best at their sport, but when you look at an opposing team roster in an All-Star game, how tough is it for you to see some of the girls that you're going to be going up against here tonight?
It's tough. I mean, you're trying to kind of figure out a game plan and how we're going to set up our defense to play against the red team tonight, and a lot of times during the season I can set our defense up on one dominant hitter or serving to one player, and we can't do that tonight because everybody is solid all the way around.
Your last go for now, because you stepped down as the head coach at Kearney. What's it like putting on the whistle and doing this one more time?
It's been a blast. I can't express how much fun I've had working with all these kids, with my assistant coach from Joyce Hoskins from Wayne High. It's just been a lot of fun, and you know, it's bittersweet because I'm going to miss coaching the game a lot. But with my new situation, with my marriage and my commute from Grand Island, it just makes sense for me to step down now. But what a way to end my career coaching an All-Star game and being with a group of kids as fun and as classy as the kids we have this year has been unbelievable.
And finally, Jason, everybody just been aware here now that Katie Higgins, probably the best player Kearney has had. I mean, they've had some good ones, and she would have to be the number one kid on the team coming up this year. Commits to Notre Dame. Your thoughts on that?
I am super proud of Katie because Katie has worked her tail off since I met her as an eighth grader to get to this point, and I've never been around a kid that works harder and is more coachable than Katie, and that's just it's been a fun ride, and I'm happy to watch her senior year, and I'm happy to watch her play relaxed because she's made that decision.
Well, hey, Coach, we'll let you get back to the work at hand and enjoy the match tonight and smile when you're on TV.
I will. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Take care. Jason Owens, former Kearney coach, coaching the Blue Team in the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball match tonight. Kelsey Biltoff, Kaylee Fertig, Bria Rasmussen, Michaela Schimmer are on his team. On the opposite team, Katie Brand, Morgan Heiss of Wood River, Christina Silver as well. Goes at 7 o'clock tonight. Doug and Daddy's show remind you that it is Sunday, Monday. It's Tuesday. That means they're open at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island because they're open 7 days a week. Doesn't matter what it is. They've got a lunch special every single day for you. You can enjoy happy hour in the afternoon from 2 until 5:30. Sit back, watch the golf, watch the baseball in the afternoon or evening, watch a little horse racing on TVG if you want to do that. Whatever the sport is, it's on for you. And don't forget tonight, it's Wing Basket Night because every Tuesday night, just $5 for a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings, your choice from any of their sauces. Mix it up a little bit. Get 20 wings. Get different choices. Bring the gang. Get 40 wings. Share them up. They're only $5 a basket every Tuesday night at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and a little Legion Baseball to finish it up next.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-814-2162. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-814-2162. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-814-2162. That's 1-800-814-2162.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio. Robinson Cano and the Yankees continue to lead the way in the AL East. AL East.
Track ball, gone. Oh, he crushed it. Robinson Cano.
This weekend, the Red Sox travel to the Bronx for the first time this season.
Diving on the backhand, it gets up.
What a play, Dustin Pedroia.
The Yankees and Red Sox, Saturday afternoon at 3, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Weekdays from 11 to 2, get all the wings and fries you can eat for a special price at Buffalo Wild Wings.
A heat advisory remains in effect through tonight. Today, mostly sunny, south winds 10 to 20 with a high reaching to 102. Tonight, under mostly clear skies, cooling off to 72, southwest winds 5 to 15. Right now, it's 88.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program along with us today. As we're winding things down, we've got Spencer Schubert in as co-host today. Tubby Smith gets a contract extension at Minnesota.
There you go.
23 wins last year. They only went to the NIT, made it to the championship game, so that's how they got to 23. Mm-hmm. You throw up five more wins. That's the most since the 1990 team. I was a little surprised by that.
Minnesota, a team that in the Big Ten right now, basketball-wise, really grown under Tubby.
Well, they're trying.
Trying.
At least something's going.
There's growth.
21 seasons. He's got 490 wins, so he'll go over 500 career wins this year. Wow. It's just, I look at Minnesota and I go, can't Nebraska win some basketball games?
Mm-hmm.
But the 23 wins, the most since 1990. I found that a little bit surprising as well. We talked about the All-Star Volleyball, the All-Star Basketball last night. The Blue Girls, coached by Jeff Dober of Ravenna, defeated the Red by a score of 88-71. Chelsea Morton of Holdridge was on the winning team, had 4 points. All the other area girls, led by Shelby Hemmen, were on the Red team. Out of Amherst, she had 11 points. Sydney Seberger of Lexington had 8. Hallie Bauer of Minn, Ashley Harms, Sandy Creek, Courtney Aiken of Centura all played. 17 threes last night by the Red team alone in the boys' game, 103-89. Connor Baranek had 15 points. Carson Bloom also played for the victorious team last evening. How'd you guys get highlights from Shadron last night, by the way, on NTV?
Powers that be, also called FTP in the TV world.
I was going to say, that'd be a little tough to do, but they're still playing the Class B juniors out at Shadron. Cozad will play Gretna. Gretna has not lost, but since there are four teams left, Cozad will play them and Seward will be taking on Crete. Cozad will have to win to stay alive. Class C, Hebron is playing an elimination game today. Crete and Malcolm Pender are all still alive. Last night, Hastings finally beat Kearney, but Kearney won the second game because they would have had to beat them twice, and both teams are going to state anyway. Hastings will be playing in Omaha this weekend. Kearney hosting the American Legion State Tournament again this year. It's this weekend.
Hey, it's good for them. I mean, a chance for them to really roll.
It is time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN. Call now, 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. If you correctly can tell me our trivia answer today, we will give you a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meat. Pick up steaks, pick up seafood, maybe just some snack sticks to put in the old golf bag or tackle box or throw in the cooler for the kids this weekend. Who are we chatting with?
Just Pete.
Pete, last night, Grand Island Home Federal, Will Bombsberger, Division I, had a career night on the mound against South Sioux City. How many kids did Will Bombsberger strike out last night?
14.
It was not 14. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. That was our first trivia question of the day. Who are we chatting with?
Brad.
Brad, how many strikeouts did Will Bombsberger have last night for Home Federal over South Sioux City?
I'm going to guess 12.
It was not 12. 888. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Tim Higgins from Grand Island.
Timothy. I guess we'll ask a different question. Wisconsin, who was the last team they beat in a bowl game? 2009, Champ Sports Bowl. Wisconsin beat this team in the Champ Sports Bowl in 2009. They are out of the ACC.
Florida State.
You know, they played Florida State 2008, but they didn't beat them. Thanks, Timothy. Hey. Try back, man. See ya. 888-455-ESPN. 888 855-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Hey, this is Shannon.
Shannon, how many strikeouts did Will Bosberger have for Grand Island Home Federal last night?
Oh, let's try 20.
It was not 20. That's a heck of a guess. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. That is the phone number. Who are we chatting with on the Doug and Daddy Show?
This is Joe.
Joe, how many strikeouts did Will Bosberger have last night?
17.
It was not 17. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We've had 12, 14, 17, and 20.
20.
All guessed, and it's none of those. Let's stay on the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Jerry.
Jerry, which ACC team was the last team that Wisconsin beat in a bowl game? It was 2009, the Champ Sports Bowl. Wisconsin beat this ACC team. Who was it?
I knew the Grand Island answer. You would have to change on me. I'm going to say Virginia Tech. I don't know.
It was not Virginia Tech. Good guess. Try back. 888-455-3776.
It's tough luck there.
That's right. That's when the wiffle ball goes right out of it like a Bosberger curve. You're swinging and missing. Who are we chatting with?
Dan Schmidt.
All right. Oh. who was the last team Wisconsin beat in a bowl game? They're out of the ACC, 2009 Champ Sports Bowl.
North Carolina.
Was not North Carolina. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. I've got a new question, but I think it's kind of easy.
Well, I think we've had like 10 misses. So
let's stay on the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Ben.
How many strikeouts did Will Bosberger have last night?
18.
Oh, not 18. We've had 17, 18, 20, 14, and 12. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
James.
Who was the last team Wisconsin beat in a bowl game? They're out of the ACC.
Clemson.
Was not Clemson.
Man, almost through the conference now.
A lot of ACC schools have been guessed as we are trying to get a winner on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, how many strikeouts did Will Bosberger have last night?
19
is the correct answer in a 9-inning, 5-0 shutout of South Sioux City. Kev, hang on the line, and we'll get you set up with a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
The answer to our other trivia question, the Hurricanes of Miami of Florida. Wisconsin beat them 20-14 in the 2009 Champ Sports Bowl. Here's what's left for tonight, and then we're going to let you get on out of here. Kearney Post 52 plays Hastings in North Platte. Why not? At 3 o'clock this afternoon, Kearney has to win twice, Hastings once. Grand Island Wells Fargo has to beat Columbus twice today to win the A6. The A6 seniors, South Sioux City and Fremont, play. The winner will take on Grand Island Home Federal. Home Federal's in the final, so that means their win last night has qualified them for one of the state tournaments. Aurora beat Pierce 7-6. They'll have to beat Wayne twice tonight. Broken Bow and McCook play an elimination game tonight in Minden. The winner will have to beat Holdridge twice. Davenport Edgar will have to beat Sutton twice tonight in the C5 seniors. Now you have a couple of those where the winner got beat last night. So the C6 seniors at Silver Creek, St. Paul and Greeley play at 6, and then the winner takes on DCB. Now it says 6 o'clock on my schedule. You would think you would start that earlier, but St. Paul and Greeley at 6, the winner would then play DCB. And at Overton, Hershey, Sutherland and Overland will play at 5. The winner plays in the finals against Oshkosh, and that will get us out of here for today's program. And so a lot of baseball going on, and most of those state tournament fields will be filled by the end of the day. Spencer, did we miss anything?
I think you got it all, my friend.
Tomorrow, our Husker Roundtable, Mike Babcock, Sean Callahan are going to join me, Doug Duda, to talk Husker football because they are our 12th team in 12 days. And then Thursday and Friday, live extended Doug and Daddy shows. Yes, even longer than this one. Thursday and Friday from Big Ten Media Days at McCormick Place in Chicago, talking with numerous coaches and players and folks that have to do with Big Ten Conference football every once in a while. We get some national guests on. Joe Shad joined us last year. We had the director of the officials last year. So we have a lot of great guests, and that's coming up Thursday and Friday. Spencer, thanks for coming in today, man.
Hey, always love coming in.
Spencer Schubert, co-host. Check him out on NTV. He's the guy that smiles a lot. The taller one next
have to.
Hey, we want to thank Chad Martison, Tournament Director Cox Classic, Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal, and former Kearney Volleyball Coach Jason Owens, who is with the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Classic tonight. See you tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.